On the Kuf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. And as soon as we finish that, believe that we're going to open up the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah says in the bottom, Besar Behemah Tahora, Bechala Behemah Tahora, Also Levashel Ve'Osir Behanoah. As we know, not only is it Osir Bechila, but Bishel Hanoah as well. Besar Behemah Tahora, Bechala Behemah Tumeya, or Besar Behemah Tumeya, Bechala Behemah Tahora, Mutal Levashel Mutal Behanoah. As we mentioned yesterday, obviously you can't eat it because it has an ingredient which is of a non-kosher species. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Chaya Ve'Of Eino Min HaTorah, Shenemar, Also Vashel Gedi Bechala Elimo, as we mentioned already yesterday, Gimel Pamim, Prat L'Chaya, for the Of, for the Behemoth Tumeya. Fine, Rabbi Yossi Glidi goes even further, we shall see. How do you know, the Gemara wants to know, Minon Imili, that every animal is included? Also says, "Vayishlach Yehuda as gedi ha'izim, kufit gimel mitbeis." Right? Kan gedi izim. That's a goat. Hamak hakol makom shenem gedi stam. Afi lupara v'rochel b'mashma. Even a cow, a sheep, any animal is included, and that's all. Then they go. I'm not going to go through all the other psukim that the Gemara is going to go through. Suffice it to say, this is the halach. Fine. Omar Shmuel, about 10 lines down. Gedi, you have to be careful how you read Shas Bavli, Rabbi Osai, because there are no dots. You don't have a Gemara with dots in it? Do any Gemaras have dots? Huh? Okay, but anyone have it in front of him? What's the Gemara? Misifta, I think, also has dots. Oscar may even have dots. But our Gemara has no dots. Why is it so tricky? Cholav and Chalev, ooh. Cholav and Chalev, you know, you can really get that bad, right? Let's see. Let's read this together. Try not to make any mistakes. Omar Shmuel, Gidi, right? Also Vashel Gidi, Lerabos Esha, Chalev. Oh, let's see what Rashi says. Omar Shmuel, Kroy Yisera Ksev L'Drasha V'Dashinu L'Kaman Parach T'Losa Kroy Ksev Yishmuel Shita Darash. He has six drashas from three psukim. That's it. The rabbi says, "Chalev, shem bishel chalev b'cholov." How you like that? Va'acholo over mishum chalev, which is an isa daraisa, u'mishum basar b'cholov. Okay, let's just continue reading a little bit. Gedi l'rabbos es ha'mesa. What does mesa mean? Says Rashi, shem bishel b'sar nevela b'cholov va'acholo over mishum. Basar b'cholov. There's a little vav over there. What's that vav say? Over mishum nevela, who mishum basar b'cholov. It's probably a better girsa on the side. The af al gav de bi alma, a very important concept, Rabbi Osai. Ein isur chal al isur. What does that mean? What do the words mean? Ein isur chal isur. Look at what do the words mean? Anybody? Once one isur takes effect, an additional isur does not take effect. That's what the simple read. The Kan, Hare Kidmo Isur Chalev, Kodmu Isur Chalev Isur Nevela, Li Isur Basa B'Cholov, Asa Krov Rabinu. An extra puzzle tells you, even though normally eight Isur Chalal Isur, here's an exception to the rule. And even though there was a previous Isur of either Chalev or Nevela, Isurim Daraisa, we can superimpose an additional Isur called Basa B'Cholov, and now they're. You get Malkus twice, presumably. That's, you know, the relevant issue, primarily with respect to this Bezen Shalmata, is there Malkus or no Malkus? Apparently you get twice Malkus, so Shmuel suggests. Gidi l'rabos es ha-shlil. That we're not going to go into right now. Different parts of the animal's body. Gidi l'hotzi es ha-dam. Because dam is not meat. Gedi lahotzi es ha-shilya, that's the placenta, that's also not considered to be the meat of the mother. And gedi lahotzi es ha-tmeya, Rashi, b'sposer tmeya, b'sposer b'yema tmeya, shebishal afila b'cholo b'yema toro, as we saw in the Mishnah, there's no violation. B'chalev imo, v'lo b'chalav zochor. There's a question whether that really exists in real life. I'll leave it to the vets to discuss whether such a thing really exists. Okay. Bachalav imo, falo bachalav shechuta. What does that mean? Rashi, imo mashma ruya lios aim, falo mishanishchata. Once the animal is slaughtered, it can no longer be a mother. Bachalav imo, falo bachalav temeya. Good. Rashi, bachalav imo, mashma shonesar chalav elami min shonesar basar. Fine. So that's a drasha. Fine. Says the Gemara. Hotlusa gedik siv varan shisa darshinan. What is it? Six for the price of three? Kasava Shmuel, Isur chal al Isur in general. In general, he holds Isur chal al Isur. So there's no need for an extra pasuk to be marbe, chalev, or mesa. The knocks off the need for two of them. The Isur chalev, umesa mechad kro nafki, whatever that means. It's a question what that means. It's a long Rashi, which we're not going to go into right now. And Dam Nami, Lav Gediyu, it's obvious. V'shulya Nami Pirisha B'yalma, also obvious. Poshul Litrei, Chad L'Rabba Sasa Shalil, V'chad L'Muti Behema Tumeya. And there's a whole discussion whether it's, in fact, Shmuel holds Isur Chal Isur or not. And the Gemara then goes on and in wide lines with the following discussion. Itma, fourth wide line. Hamavashal chelev b'cholov. Rab Ami v'Ravasi charoma kaloke v'charoma ein oloke. Ein oloke mifligi. Demandam aloke kasava isu chalal isu. Umandam ein oloke kasava ein ischalis. That makes perfect sense. Lo. Tekule alma ein isu chalal isu. Achila dechule alma lo pligi de lo loki. Because ein ischalis. Ki pligi abishal. Mandam aloke chad isurahu. What does that mean, chad isurahu? What do you mean? It's a brand new iser. A bishul. There's no iser of bishul chalif. Umandam ein aloke lahoki afkir achmona lachila baloshin bishul. Kuf yudalim and aleph. Kevin da lachila lahoki. A bishul nami lahoki. It's double or nothing. We already saw a similar idea yesterday. Ika the army, no. A bishul kulam aloplegi the lahoki. Ki pligi achila, man dama ena loke who do enes chalisa, u man dama loke lahaki afkir achmana lachila b'loshen bishul kevam, the bishul loki, achila nami loki, forget. The boy seva is our favorite shita, ma machoda, v'lo pligi. This is the simplest way out. V'lo pligi, you do get malchus for bishul because it didn't exist before. It's a new iser. You don't get malchus for achila. Because eight is to chalal iser. Any questions so far? Any questions? Just push up shot. We had to stick with the Gemara. Yes?
You don't get two malchus in Farachila.
Correct.
I mean, one you get.
Obviously, you get the original iser, be it chalav or nevela, you get malchus for it. Not going to undo the malchus. That trick we can't pull off. You need a pope to do something like that. We can't eliminate malchus just like this. So there's one more source we haven't yet seen, which is the Tosis Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph. Towards the end of the Tosis, just to finish off the Gemara Mekoros, then we'll open the Shulchan Aruch as soon as we finish this. Just the end of the Tosis. Tosis is as follows. Last four lines. Elo Vadai, Isur Hano, Lo Choshev Isur Mosif. Whoa. Who learned your Vamas last year? You boy hands coming up. Not to me, the Maishir are more or less potter. We didn't learn that parent. But those who learned the beginning of the Masechta should know is the concept of Yisrael, Yisrael Kolel, Yisrael Mosif. Does anyone know what that means? Those terms? Who wants to give me the terms? Who showed me before a book of terms in English? Someone showed me before. Yeah? Oh, I was trying to tell you to look up the terms in Hebrew. There's even English. Can you imagine? English with Askama. Of Gedolei Torah, of Sternbuch, of Scheinberg, Zatzal, of Kushalevsky, they were all English speakers. Of Belsky, of Berkowitz, five English speakers. Rav Zalman Nechemia doesn't speak a word of English, but he threw his he gave Askama too. Okay, this is apparently it's the same as old. It's already from Tovshin Samach. It's already 12 years old. I never heard it before. Beautiful. Has For those who have trouble with the Hebrew language, I hope you don't, but just, I told you, you can use any crutch you want. An English glossary of all these terms. So, this is belongs to Mr. Barony. If you want to borrow from him, it's on his people who borrow it. The shust is given. Okay. So Issa Kolel, which is not a term which I'm going to be spending much time on, just to spend the term, is an extension, I'm going to use the expression, it's a horizontal extension. That means, although Einis Chal al Isser, if it's already Chal on some other, use the word, forgive me, I don't want to be a brisker here, another Chefza, a Chefza could be a person too in certain instances, and their eyes, etc. If it's Chal on some other Chefza, because there was no previous Isser on that, it's also Chal on this Chefza, even though there was a previous Isser. It's called Isser Kolel. It's Chal on this, it's also Chal on that. Fine. What's Isser Mosif? And I call that vertical. There's only one Chefza. But that Chefza has two strands. Let's say, for example, just to make it simple for our case, Isser Achila and Isser Hanoah. So since it's Chal on Isser Hanoah, therefore it's even Chal on the Isser of Achila. That's just an example which may or may not fit. Tosis is saying no. Elevadai, Isser Hanoah lo choshev Isser Mosif, al Isser Chama B'Yavim. Doesn't mean too much. And he quotes our Gemara, we just learned. Hada parach sova shmuel, isu chalal isur. Why doesn't the Gemara say that basa b'chala of Rabbi Osai should be an isa mosif? Because basa b'chala is isa anor as opposed to chelev and emela. For the fact that the Gemara didn't say it, it indicates that it's not considered to be an isur mosif. Had it been an Issa, had Issa no, been an Issa Mosif, then presumably it would apply. But Tos Nebuch, it's just not an Issa Mosif. That's what Tos seems to be saying over here on Kuf Aleph Amraf. Are there any questions now? We've basically completed the Makoris, which I gave you on the Gemara. We've shown them in some a few Achronim, and now we're ready to open the Shulchan. Does everybody have a Shulchan Aruch? Who does not still have a Shulchan Aruch? Raise your hand. If you don't have one, raise your hand. A minion of people. Whoa. There's more come in, you know. Yeah. Okay, so they're available if you want to have this one. Okay, I think that despite the fact that there are some people don't have a Shulchan Aruch, the significant majority have. So those who don't have, I ask you a favor, is either get it on your computer. I'm not opposed to computers. Or I can put it on the board even. Right? I can put it on the screen. Why not? Since some of you don't have it. Let's see if this works. We have a very high-tech shiur, I'm also. Not me, I don't know how to do anything. But who's the techie here? Who wants to be in charge? Anybody? Who's good at these things? Our veterans from last year, not so good. Want to try? Just put up Shulchan Aruch, why not? For those who don't have it. Those who do have it, I just prefer looking in a...
So you want to do it, you know? Is anyone really good at
finding it? Try the Barla? I'm not sure the Barla has the page or has there's something there. We're going to open the Shulchan Aruch both sides together. The truth is, I have two Shulchan Aruchs, but I'll hold on to both of them just to give you an opportunity to show you what's in. How many, by show of hands, how many have this edition? Raise your hand. Not so many. I'm going to close it. I'll use this edition. Okay. I thought this is probably not as popular as I thought. For me, this is better. I can actually read the print in this one.
The green one is the one that YU's selling.
I know them. That's why this is the official show that I'm supposed to have. It happens to have the tour also, which is certainly a convenience. And it has these oldest simanim which we'll be learning from Samachay to Kuf Chav Beis. This is a much better print. Has more mafarshim. It's Pei Zion to Kuf Yudal, which is the significant majority of what we're going to be learning. But it doesn't have the tour, it doesn't have those other siman, so that's why they're selling this. That's what I recommend officially. But for my own convenience, if you don't mind, I'm going to open the big one so I can actually read it. Okay. Rabosai, I asked you to see Simon Pei Zayin and Sif Aleph. Let's read together. Simon Pei Zayin, Rabosai, Sif Aleph. Let's read together. Again, hopefully be on the board soon. But in the interim, most of you have a Shulchan Aruch. Chasuv b'Torah.
Did you know how to do it? If you know how to do it, I don't know how to do it.
Kosev Batorah. Vasavashal Gedi Bachalev Imo. Shalosh Piyamim. Echad Yisr Bishal. Yechad Yisr Achila. Yechad Yisr Ano. So it's so much more meaningful to see the Shulchan Aruch after you already saw the Gemara. Right? He's quoting the Gemara we saw yesterday. Rashi and Chumash makes it very popular, this Gemara. This is not the only source, Rabbi Osai, that we saw yesterday. We saw at least two other sources. We saw the Be'er Rabbi Eliezer. We saw Rav Ashi's source. We saw... Well, thank you so much. What if I want the Farshim?
Click on the O. You want to say, for example, that's the Be'er Abro?
Uh-huh.
You get it.
Uh-huh. And if I want the Shach, just to give an example?
The Shach is this.
I see.
I think it's one of these.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
Okay, good. We'll figure it out. Good. We'll try. Placey. They have the Placey too. Pische Tshuva. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Very good. Good. Stop.
Yeah, there's links here.
Okay.
Side, yeah,
oh, boy. So first links. You're going to teach me how to do it. Okay.
Yeah. Links all here.
I'm ready here to learn. I'm very ready to learn. Thank you so much. We're still in the Shulchan Aruch plane. Okay. V'hotzi achila v'loshen bishul omar she'eino osu min ha-Torah elo derech bishul ava midirabonon osur b'chol inyan. Okay. So by Torah law, it's only derech bishul. We saw the Gemara, Rava, kuf chesam and aleph, right? Al midrabanan, asur bechol inyan. By rabbinic law, it's asur no matter what. Okay, let's just finish reading the Ramah, and then we'll see. Turn to the Mefarsh. Kol basa becholav, says the Ramah, shein asur min haTorah, muter bahana. So it's such an important thing in Israel, the rice, the rabbis, we're not giving malchus anyway, what's the difference? No, a tremendous difference. Is it asur b'hana or mutar b'hana? That's really a practical difference. Very, very, very practical. Fine. So now, Rav Osai, we have to understand what precisely is prohibited. So let's just see some of the makoros. I'm going to try my hand at this. This is going to be an experiment for me. And you find, you know, when my father learned Yeridea, they didn't have these things, that's for sure. When I learned Yeridea, we didn't have these things. But now we have them. Let's take advantage, right? Let's try. Press link. Okay, let's see what happens over here. Look at that. Let's try the Gra. What happened?
Loading.
Oh, okay. Birag Gra. Let's start with Aleph. You know, the Gra speaks in hieroglyphics, it's in Kitzura, but it's, since we know what's going on, right? So we'll understand what he means, right? We'll find out in a minute. Okay, what does it say? I'm going to read it on the screen here. Sham kuv chesam and alf. That's what we saw yesterday. And Rashi. Kuv dalam and beis. We saw that also. Guess what? We're two for two so far. Says the Gra. V'kol shayidei ho'ur. What's ur mean? What's ur mean?
Fire.
Hu derech bishul. Because of Shom, yes, there's Gemara Kuf Dalam and Beis. Gzeira Shem Yale. What is Yale? Remember, but Ilfus Rishon, right? Even though there's no water, the Pashtus, that's what Gora seems to be driving at. V'lo Komar Rak Lafuke Kovush. Oh, Kovush. What does Kovush mean? We mentioned it yesterday. We also saw that in Rashi and Tosfos. Anav Kufchet. What's Kovush mean? Soaked. And has the Vilna go? No. The look at Sadi Aleph, which we're not going to do right now. As it says in Psachim Mem Dalad, that was quoted by the Tosfos on Kufches. You soak meat and milk 24 hours. Kuliyoma. There's plenty of absorption in both directions. It's still Mutta Midaraisa. That's what it means. It's not coming to exclude. You put it in an Ilfus Rishon. Okay? If you look, there's another very common instance of which is similar to how should I say it, Kovash, and that's called Melicha. There's a famous Gemara which we're not going to look at right now. Kovash, if you can finish the blank, do it for me. Kovash Kemavushol and Meliach, anybody know? Kiroseach. You guys know, very good. Meliach, if it's in salt, a lot of salt for a period of time, it's Kiroseach. It's the equivalent of broiling, if you will. That's also not included over here. What about sli? What about sli? If it's roasted, you get an impression. Yes, Yes. Yes, absolutely yes. Oh. Now, those of you who have a Shulchan Aruch, look in Sivvav. This is what we saw at the end of the Shir yesterday. Just for a second. Sivvav, the first word. The first word is Hama'ushan. Hama'ushan. So the Shulchan Aruch wrote Hama'ushan, Hama'vushan, V'chametzmeria, Ein Lokanolav. We saw this yesterday in the Divrei Chamudos. Take a look, Rabbi Osayin, since we are open to the Gra anyway. Let's read the Gra. The Gra is over here, Rabbi Osayin, Sivkot, and Yud Gimel. Hama'ushan. He quotes sources as always. Yerushalmi, thank you so much. Yerushalmi, Perek Vav, the Nedarim. Rabbanan, the case in Shalom, Ma'ushan, Ma'o, Sheyiba, Mishum, Tavshule, Shabbos. Ma'o, Sheyiba, Mishum, Basa, B'cholov. Rabbi Osayin, seems to be two questions. Ma'ushan, we'll discuss details of what Ma'ushan means soon. Abi has something to do with Oshan. What does Oshan mean?
Smoke.
Avol beperek zayin de Shabbos shom hatsole, which means roast, hametagein, which means fry, hasholek, the question whether sholek means overcooking or undercooking, v'hamashen, smoke, kulu mishum mevashel, v'imkein hu adin l'nin basa b'cholav. You gotta get Rosh HaTeva straight. Beis ches Rosh. What does that stand for? Pei reish ches. Pri chodosh. I looked again, notwithstanding false advertising of this edition, which is that the entire Pre-Chodesh is in the back of this green book, I couldn't find it. They have random Pre-Chodesh on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, but that doesn't help us. The one I wanted you to see in brackets, you can only get in the Shulchan Aruch like this, or some of the old Shulchan Aruch, this one, unless you can find it where I couldn't find it, it's just not there. Okay. But the Pre-Chodesh over here says that is the Befurish Yerushalmi, even though it's unresolved in the Darim, it's resolved in Shabbos. And therefore, according to the Pre-Chodesh, contra the Shulchan Aruch, you would be Lokan Olav. Shulchan Aruch says, ain't Lokan Olav. Pre-Chodesh says it, in fact, is Lokan Olav. Lokan Olav. Okay? Okay? Fine. We saw Chamei Tveria, Rabbi Osai. Chamei Tveria, we already know, is part of the Shabbos. Many of us have learned those sugars of Shabbos. So presumably, same would apply as the Shulchan Aruch has a sif of Chamei Tveria. What does the Gaon say? Chamei Tveria. Shabbos Mem Amid Beis. Furush Gemara. Cliche Neim Mevasho. And Chamei Tveria is not Mevasho. So all these things are very, very important. So apparently the Pre-Chodesh is equating Shabbos and Basa B'Chol. Did you notice a Lashon in the Yerushalmi, which I found fascinating? The Yerushalmi, as it's quoted here in Yud Gimel, what does it say? It says Hama'ushan, etc. Ma'o Shiva Mishim Tavshil Shabbos. An additional question. Ma'o Shiva Mishim Basa B'cholav. If I were writing the Yerushalmi, I would write Hama'ashen. Ma'o B'Shabbos U'Bishul Cholav. If in fact the two go together, if they're inseparable, that's how I would have phrased it. To the contrary, from the fact that the Yerushalmi phrases it separately, one could be led to a conclusion that they're not necessarily inseparable. Maybe when it comes to Basa B'Cholav, it's an unresolved question, you would not be loke. When it comes to Shabbos, you would be chaya for sure. That's what one might say based on the expression of the Yerushalmi. Oh. It's interesting. Let me go back to my links. So that links is fascinates me. How do I get back to the main here?
Browse
show
lower than the
browse. Here, right here?
Yeah.
Now hit links. Okay, this is very good. I'm learning it. Rabbi Akiva Vega here? Here he is. I wonder which Rabbi Akiva they have. The real, all of them, some of them. They should have all of them. So even those who have a real Shulchan Aruch, they don't have yours, maybe we'll have it here. Let's see. We'll click on. This is amazing. Rabbi Akiva Vega. Okay, look at this. Let's start from the beginning. Those of you who have it inside, you should be able to read it inside. Those who don't have it, can read it on the screen. Because the opening of the Kiveger in Hilchos Basa B'Cholav. Okay. Ayin B'Prach. What's Prach stand for? Again, what's Prach? Pre-Chodosh. The Gam B'Tzli V'Irui L'Toch Cham Havi D'Oraisa. I look at this. This is the fuss. This is the orally tfus in Rashi script. But in my Shulchan, if you have the green one, that's all you find. In mine, Chon Yerushalayim, they have the first Berlin. Guess what? Mitzvus Berlin. He adds. It's great. Ayin, well, he took out the Reish. Pre-Chodosh, okay, took out a Reish. The Medivei Haran, that's what we saw yesterday. Pesuga de Pipa Schala, the Kosov, the Benesa Kedei Klipa. What does Laman Aleph stand for? Lo Arminon. Chaticha, what does that stand for? Atzva Nasas Nevela. Toha, the Amru, everyone knows what Chazal means? Chaticha, Atzva Nasas Nevela, Haina Mishum Lassa. What does Lassa mean? That's not Aramaic too, a little bit this year. Lassa means, don't confuse it with Lessa. Lessa means not. Lassa means because of the because of the connection to, or the power of, the Lassa, the reason why many Rishonim, Rabbi Matan Barosham, Paskin, Chaticha Nas Nevela, we called yesterday Shari Surim, is because it's a Gzeira Otu Basa B'chol. Fine. Let's go further. Aval Isuk, what's that stand for? You got to, Rabbi say a lot of Rosh Hashanahs is here. Kedei Klipa. Lo Mashkachas, nu, Basa B'chol. Can't happen. It can't happen. Why can't it happen? He says the next line. The Dafka Derech Bishul Hudi Asur V'lo Bitzli. That's what the Rabbi Kiveger adds to the words of the Ran that we saw yesterday. Bishul, but not Tzli. But not Tzli. This is quite amazing. It's quite amazing. Okay, very important to see what Rabbi Kiveger says. Very important. Okay? This is filling in some of the blanks from yesterday's shiur. Good. Very good. Very good. Now we're going to go back to Shulchan Aruch. Okay. And go on. Links. Shuvah. Those who have. Okay. Pischet Shuvah also. Those who have it inside, to look inside. Pischet Shuvah. The Easter Achila, the opening one. The Af Shalom Kiderech Achila Vahana Osur Velokin Olav Mashenken Bishari Surim Chutz Miklai Akerem Kain Kostav Arambam the Peregudal Mikhus Macholas Asur Saloch Yud Aleph. The Prima Gaon quotes it. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Ram didn't make it up. It's a Mefurish Gemara Bosai in Mesech the Psochim and Af Chavdalid Omud Beis. It's calling a Mefurish Gemara. Very nice. Base. The Easter Hano. Everyone follow inside? Either follow inside here or here? By the way, is it big enough for those in the back? Can you read it in the back? A little bit?
Not so well.
I'm afraid if I make it big, I'm going to get into trouble. I'll try. How do you make it bigger here?
Settings.
Settings.
It's a magnifying glass to the right.
Magnifying glass to the right. That's it?
The bottom right.
Bottom right?
Keep going.
Right. That, make it bigger. 125. Will work, huh? Try it. Hey, magic. Can you read it in the back now? Ruben, can you read it? Okay. If you can read it, then everyone can read it. Okay, let's read together. I see some changes. I have V.E. local on mine. It says V.E. Hoya local. You will put that in?
This one also says V.E.
The censor put it in. Hey, we give Malkus, what are we? I'm not kidding. Very often you'll find in Rishonim and Poskim past tense. Because, you know, they're afraid the government's going to intervene. So mine says, Viloka, that's the way it should be. And some censor put in a Hoya. I'm not kidding. Okay. Das Rambam, the Eino Loka. Rambam says, you do not get Malkus on Hanoa Basa Becholo. Ushar Poskim Sovim, the Loka. You'll say, who cares? We don't give Malkus nowadays. I'm just telling you, it's a fact. Not do it a censor. We just don't do it. What's the next question, Tavis? Rabosai? Hanaf Kamina, what's that? Bizman Azeh. You gotta get used to these things. Bizman Azeh. E Loke, what's the difference? Ayin Berhetev Liel, Simen Tezayin Sivkotin Yud. I'm not going to look there right now, but it probably is Hanaf Kamina. You become Posul Yedus. You apostle the Eidus, if you're over in Avera, Sheyesh Bamalchus. So it's a big question. The guy had no apostle Bacholov. Is he apostle the Eidus? Is he a witness by a wedding? Is it a valid wedding or not? That's a pig down kavina, if you ask me. Okay? Fine. That's what it says. Now, I'm not going into all the full discussion over here. Just a little bit of a line. Fine. This is what he says. Good. Let's go to Gimel, just to save time. Derech Bishul. Ayin Ba'er Heitev. Who is the Ba'er Heitev? The Ba'er Heitev usually just quotes the Shach and the Taz, and sometimes a few others, and doesn't add too much of his own. Right? In this particular line, and the words Derech Bishul, the Ba'er Heitev says, not to cover Shemalicha. As we saw, that comes from the Shach. But if you soaked it or salted it, not included. I am Prichodesh. The Gam Tigun Bichlal Bishul. Okay? Who disagrees with him? Mem Yud. This is a toughie. Minchas Yaakov. How about this one? Very good. Besolas Lemincha. That's one of the. I have it in my. I'll show it to you one day, the Minchas Yaakov. Klal Pehe. Umaram Shift that we saw yesterday. Besolf Chulin. Siddhu Lahokal the Tigun Lohavi Bichlal Bishul. What's the next Roshat Tev? It's important. Uvehefsed Meruba. There's going to be a refrain the entire year. We pass in one way, Stam, and if it hefsed Meruba, I'm going to lose a lot of money. Yesh Lahokel, who says so, Pei Mem Gimel. Who's that? Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim, for those who don't know, is divided in two. Sifsei Das. It's a super commentary on the Sifsei Kohen, the Shach. And Mishpitzo Zov. Is a super commentary on the Turei Zov, known as the Taz. Okay, so I'll give you a glossary of people before we get into the Sfarim, before we get the terms. Very, very important to know. Okay, everyone suffer with me so far? Good. V'cham b'cham b'lo rotev. That means that there's two things are hot, but there's no gravy, there's no liquid. Prima Gana writes in his psicha, according to the Rashal. Who's the Rashal? What's his name? What's his real name? Rav Shlomo Luria. A contemporary and even a cousin of the Ramah. He wrote a save, a famous save on Chulin. What's it called? We had it last year, the same save on Yavamas. Remember what we quoted so many times? Yam Shul Shlomo, right? His name is from Shlomo Luria. So here, I assume it's there. Oh, actually, my edition probably tells you where it is. Hold on, we're coming to that. That's over here. Hashem, what is Yam Shul Shlomo. Perek Zion Simon Mem Hey. I'm quoting it from my edition, which you don't have anything here. It tells you where the sources are. You can look it up if you want. We have Yam Shlomo and the shorts in the base medrash downstairs. What does it say? Lohavi Derech Bishul, Humuter Bahano. Okay? So now we have a discussion about Sli and about Tigun. Are they included in the Isser? Are they not included in the Isser? This is very important going forward. Good. You may recall. Let me go back for a second and share something else. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Perek Zion Simon Mem Hei. Back to Rabbi Kiveg. This is something fascinating. Everyone with me so far? If you have any questions, feel free to ask. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. Ask whatever you want. Oh. So here we have the Rabbi Kiveg commenting on a shach. Those are the Shulchan Aruch proper in front of you. What does it say? It's commenting on the Ramah. That all Basa B'cholov that we saw in the Ramah before, which is B'drabonon, is Mutar Bahano. Who said so? He quotes, the Shach quotes this from the Mordechai. What did the Mordechai say? Says the Rebbe Kiveger over here, look at Ayin Shah, Shehevi Raya. Mehod Arminon. Rabbi said this we already saw a little bit yesterday. Why are gvino of ove kochavim prohibited? Who wants to give you the translation of the word mamidin? What does it mean literally? What does it mean literally? Make it stand. Right? It means you have liquid milk. You want to make it stand. How does it stand? turns into what?
Solid.
Cheese, a solid. That makes it stand. So the halacha is, if you buy cheese, it's called gvina sakam, it's true to this day, it is absolutely prohibited. It's a gzeres chachamim. A gzeres chachamim. We saw this yesterday, if you recall, the bottom tosis, kuf tezayin amad aleph, where the tosis quotes the Gemara, the gvina sakam, the neshamamidin, osam ba'or, kevas, nevela. And Tosi asked the question, well, why not kshera? Why not kshera? Did we see this Tosi yesterday? Maybe we didn't. I apologize. Open your Gemaras again. It's the one thing we didn't see. I made a mistake. Many mistakes I make. This is just one of them. Let's open up together. I apologize. The last line of Kuf Tezayin Amad Aleph. This is on the Makoros, but we forgot to do it yesterday. I'm sorry. The last line says that kevas over kachavim v'shal nevela harezu asura. That is, as Rashi explains, keva zel cholov korish betocha keva. It means actually the milk which is congealed in the stomach of the animal. We'll see soon. What about the skin itself of the stomach? And maybe have a different halacha. Okay, that is asur. And hamamid, you make milk into cheese. But or shel keva, the word share doesn't belong. The Bach says, what's the din? Then is, if nos and tam is usur, otherwise not. What's nos and tam? Approximately 1 in 60. First Tosis, wait a minute. Tema, the Gemara mefarish, Tosis doesn't tell you what the Gemara is, that's why you have to have the Ozvah of the Gemara, they tell you where it is. Right? It says the Gemara on Amud Beis. Mefarish tama de usu gvinas ove kachavim, neshema midin osam ba'or kevas nevela. My area nevela, I feel ukshera nami. Ukshera will be what? It'll be basa b'cholov. It'll be basa b'cholov, Rabosai. If it's basa b'cholov, so therefore that's also a prohibition. Why does the Gemara insist on saying that it's asa mishum or kevas nevela? It should be asa or kevas shechuta as well, because of the prohibition of basa b'cholov. Those who want to see the Gemara inside, take a look over here, halfway down, Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis. Amar Shmuel, if they ma osru gvinas over kachavim, they should amid and also, but or kevas nevela. The main sukkah is in Avodah Zarah, but it's found here as well. So Tosis is bothered by the kasha. What happened to Ksheira? Answers Tosis an amazing answer. V'yei Shloma. D'mishem basa b'cholov, Lohayu asurin mi safek shem deleka el isur derabanan the derech bishul asur Torah. Look at this, amazing. Tosis is passing the halacha. If I take a keva of a kosher animal and I make milk into cheese, it's not kosher. It's not kosher. You know why? I'm going to throw you a new phrase. I'm sure it's in Selim Yezid's book. Dover hamamid afilu be'elaf lo botam. Now, we said things about the bottle of Mishishim. There are a few things where the blank, blank, afilu be'elef lo bottle. That means it's even 1,000 would be mivatlet. What about 2,000? Same thing as 1,000, but they're just getting a big number. Okay? Rabosai. Dover hamamid, we'll discuss the details as we go, is a problem. So Tosis, you're right. If I took milk and I dipped into the milk, the stomach, or the congealed milk of a kosher animal, which has some fleshiks in it, we'll call it fleshiks. So then, Rabosai, the milk that comes out of that, the cheese that comes out of that, is in fact treif. The reason why the Chazal didn't prohibit all gavina, because this may happen, because the worst case scenario is the Rabbanan. If the worst case scenario is a Doraisa, so would appear. Davramam is a Doraisa, so would appear according to Tosfos. Then they have to worry about it. Tosfos doesn't say those words. Rav Tosis is saying, we're not worried about a kshera, because a kshera is the Rabbanon, derech bishul, not derech bishul, imply that if it's a kevas nevela, it's a daraisa. We're worried about it misafek. So you see from Tosis, a chidish neira, that dover ha-mamed afilu be'elef lo bottles are din daraisa. Most of the quote lo bottles are the Rabbanon. But Tosis seems to be saying, everyone follow my logic over here?
No.
One more time. Tosis is bothered by Akasha. Why did Shmuel say in Amud Beis? Why can't you have Gavina Sakam? because you may use a kevus nevela to convert the milk into cheese. Fractosin, if it's from a kshera, so it's still possible b'chalav. It's fleshiks, a fleshik skin and congealed as part of the original behema, which is fleshik. You put it into milk, and now it becomes cheese. So you have bosa b'chalav. Tos says, you're right. Dover amamid would be a problem if your mamid cholav with kosher bosa. It would still be a problem. Only thing is, we're not going to make a prohibition and across the board prohibit every single piece of goyish cheese, lest this happen if the worst case scenario is an Yisrael Rabbanan. With me so far? That's what Tosa said. Is he inside?
Oh, in other words, because really it should be bottle. There's no question. It's not bottle because it's mine.
Right. And we're not sure it's my, if this particular cheese. Maybe they used kosher rennet. Maybe they whatever. Who knows what they used? Oh. But you see from this Tosa that Dover HaMamed is a Doraisa. Because if Dover HaMamed by Nevel would be the Rabbanan, we wouldn't have asked Kavina Sak. The big chiddush here in this Tosa. This is Tosa's answer. Tosa. So the more he asks the same question. Amai ain't also gamkein bahano mishum basa b'cholov. It's an interesting question. Kavinas akam is also ba'achila, not bahano. Asks the Mordechai, why shouldn't be also bahano? El akam. This is the last line. Came on the havi rak derech kavisha the rabbanon ain't also bahano. What a great proof that Shmuel is concerned that you use or kavis nevela, which would render it basa b'cholov. Afal pikein, he didn't ask for b'ano. Why not? Because there's no way it's asked b'ano. Because no, it's not derech bishul, it's only derech kavush. What an interesting raya. Just a derabbanon, there's no iser b'ano. This is what the Mordechai said. Fine. B'kashali. Everyone with me, Rabbi Kivega? B'kashali. Those who have it inside can see it inside. This is the old print. Everybody has this one. Those want to look on the screen? Fine. Can I make it bigger again? Can you read in the back? I forgot. Reuven, can you read this? Fakosha li, or be'emes kosha, l'may nochat hatan de'mamidin be'or kevas nevela, hogan be'or kevas k'shera basa b'chol. Who has this kasha? V'chein yikshu tosus. Doesn't tell you where it is. You know where it is, Shabbos. Everyone in this room knows where it is. We just read it. On Kuf, Tes, Zion, Amun Aleph. I presume in my edition tells you where it is. Yep. Kuf, Tes, Zion, Amun Aleph. We just read it. Vitirtu. What answer did they give Artosis? Kev and Havi Rakbosa Bechol de Rabbona. Lochashina. Lesfeka. Nice answer. There's yet a third answer. Tosk is one answer. The Mordechai gave a different answer. What was the Mordechai's answer? It's only. No, hold on one second. V'chein l'mashe tirtzu harimi gash for Ramba. This is very, very important. Who was the Rimi Gash? Who was he? Rambam's Rebbe. That was little Rebbe. His Rebbe that he always learned from the Rimi Gash. It was his father's Rebbe. And the Talmud of the Rif. That's how the chain went down the Masorah. From the Rif to Rimi Gash to Rav Maimon to the Ramba. Okay? The Be'emes Yesh Mehastam. What does that samach stand for? Shishim b'cholav. That means that there is 60 times as much milk as there is the little amount that was put in from the kevas anavela. V'isua rak maimid. Right? Okay. Says the Rambam. And Rimigash. V'yadei maimid lo nase basa b'cholav. Whoa. What are we saying? Dover ha-maimid afil v'elaflo b'tol means if you're maimed with davar ha'asur, such as the vela, so that you're taking something which is asur, and you're using that to make a liquid into a solid, that's a disaster. But over here, the maimed was a davar ha'mutter, was kosher. Elamai, you want that because you use this, let's be honest, you know what you're really using? Who's a little bit stickled by a scientist? What are you really using? The enzymes that are found in the kava, right? But they are, for reasons which we'll see as we go, linked to the kava itself, and they're considered to be fleshic. So, whether you're taking milk and making it cheese, using flesh. But you cannot apply a principle of davar ha-maimed lo-bata because it's maimed davar ha-asr. It's not asr. Dream Migash says, you want to create basa b'chalav? That's no way. You can create basa b'chalav d'oraisa by cooking, and maybe even by roasting, maybe by frying. Not by soaking, not by salting, and certainly, quote the Rimigash, not by a davar hamayim, which is less than 1/60th. Derech bishul asr Torah has to be give taste. We saw the Gemara Kuf Ches yesterday. This is the answer of the Rimigash and the Rambam to this question, which we saw in Tosus Anav Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Ask Rabbi Kiveger an interesting question. This is sharp on your mind, Rabbi Osai. Listen carefully. Umemela bezeh, as the gamkein ra'ayosam to the inyan hanah mishum basa b'chol of leka. What does that mean? You're trying to bring a raya. The Mordechai brought a raya from here. We saw that it's only the Rabbanan, Rabbi Osai. There's no Easter of hanah. No. There's no raya. Why is there no raya? Because it's not basa b'chalav in the first place, according to the Rimigash. The cave and the Mordechai lo sfile lahanech terutzim. The Mordechai gave his own teretz to this kasha. Presumably does not agree with either the what? Either the Rimigash or with our Tosfos. Yishar Kushas Tosfos. L'may nokat nevela. A fascinating answer. We're not a question of Rabbi Kiveger. We're not going to go into this anymore because it's going to cost us big time. We're trying to stay out of more complex matters just for the sake of being able to make some forward progress. Fine. Now, Rabosai, we're going to open our back to the links. Okay. Whoa, what did I just do over here? Let me get Shulchan Aruch again.
That's okay first.
Press okay?
Not a box.
I tried to save time and I lost time. Okay, so sorry. I will not take a shortcut. Okay.
It's really open. Really open.
So
everything you opened already has tab on
the top. Where is it found?
On top.
Okay. Okay. All my rabbis. Okay. Very good. Sif Katan Dalet. Vahana. That's the last word of Sif Aleph. We're up to the last word. Vahana. Shulchan Aruch said, Mr. Rabbanan, it's Mutar Vahana. Pische Tshuva says, Ayin bar hetev. What it says, af b'derabbanan. And the marshal, always the contrarian, says, no, it's asr b'hana. The marshal says, go prove it. I'm going to say that it's asr b'hana. The proofs weren't so conclusive. The Mordechai said it, but not everyone agrees with the Mordechai, as we saw from Rabbi Kiveger. How do you know? So halacha l'maaseh, Rabbi Osai, chemosh and his bashla b'kdei reshel basar bet. What does Beis Yud stand for? Bas Yoma. There's all sense of Beis Yosef. Yeah, be careful. Bas Yoma means you use this pot within a day, within 24 hours. Why is that relevant? They use the pot within 24. Who knows why that's relevant? Yes, sir? Correct. Once it was used more than 24 hours before, the taste turns stale. And you use a very important phrase you just used in the glossary of terms. No sein tam lifgam. What's lifgam? What translates the word lifgam? Pagum. What's pagum mean? Spoiled or negative. It gives a negative taste, right? So a negative taste is permissible with certain restrictions, okay? But fundamentally it's permissible. So it says over here, let's go back. Basioma, so it's not stale. Also lahadlikva lahoyir habayis. You cannot use this candle, if you will, to illuminate the house. Mitam, she'asur b'hano. Can't use it for Chanukah candles. Wow. Why? Because Ner Chanuk Boy Shir Ubas B'Cholov Kevin She'Aser B'Hana Kitusi Michtes Shiura. Who ever learned, by a show of hands, who in his Talmudic career ever saw this phrase before? Kitusi Michtes Shiura. Raise your hand if you ever came across it anywhere, ever. In what context? Lulav. You have a Lulav Shalwat. Surya Hanoi, Reni Dachas, the famous Perek Lulav HaGazel, the very beginning. Lulav has to be four Tvachim. Who wants to translate the word Kitusi?
Crushed.
It's crushed. So if it's crushed, you cannot have a shear of four tfachim because it's pulverized, it's crushed, and you lack the shear. So he suggests over here, here too, it's crushed, and therefore it's not going to suffice for the shear for Ner Chanukah. What's the shear for Ner Chanukah? That's what the shear is. How much oil must be put into the candle? To anyone know? How much? What's the shear? Who knows?
It'll stay lit.
Ache. It's a problem, Mr. Bekivek. It's not Iranian right now. It's really more a lumpish Indian, not a practical one. But we talk a little lumpish here too, to everyone, keep everyone on his toes. Chaim has the so based upon the Magad Mishnah and Hilchos Erevin, that when do we say Chitusim Echel Shira? When you need one item. I can't put two. Each lulav is too small, I'll take them together. That's ridiculous. Can't do that. You need one lulav and one esrog. We need one, then it's crushed. No good. What about we call a lechi? What does the word lechi mean, John? What does the word lechi mean? Yeah? That's a korah. What's a lechi mean? We call it a stick, right? It works for what purpose? For Erevin. I'm not going to call Erevin now, but. So the Magen Mishnah explains, Reb Chaim elaborates, that when it comes to a lechi, there's no need for one organic unit. I could take all these smithereens, I could take sawdust, take a piece of wood, and I mamish make it into sawdust. I take all the sawdust, and someone put it together in some kind of a little tube, or something like that, and that could be a lechi also. Why not? So therefore, you don't apply chatusa mechta shira. Because granted it's pulverized. So what? Works anyway. Everyone with me so far? Looking for an organic unit. Here too it bothers me. Reb Chaim is right with the Magen Mishnah. The Ner Chanukah needs an organic unit. One drop, another drop, another drop. So I wouldn't have applied this to Ner Chanukah either. This is a totally side point. So I want to bring it to you that not everything we should see in Rebbe Kivegev should we take for granted. Good? Vaita. Hold on a second. Look what you can get here. Shavuos Yaakov, Shavuos Reb Kivegev. This is amazing. This is better than a regular Shulchan Aruch. They give you the links to whatever he quotes. This is unbelievable. That's fantastic. Not going to go there right now, but we will be presumably be using these things as we go. Okay. Now, let us now turn our attention to a number of other very significant points within this sif. I'm going to try to hold myself back and only do sif aleph today. I'd love to approach sif gimel tomorrow, and maybe even touch sif vav later in the week. I'd love to. Rabbi say, we're not finishing these marakolishes anytime soon. Don't worry about it. This is enough to last for a week. But I'm trying to pace myself to give myself a little bit of musr. I don't want to get involved in too many details. Let me just see who added his name to the list. I have over here Yosef Feuerstein. Where are you, Yosef? There you are. I have Ike Levine. Very nice to meet you. Rafi Asper. I saw you before, if I'm not mistaken. And Yaakov Grossman. Okay, good. And I'm saying it again, as I said yesterday. No one should feel any pressure. You have to stay in the shir. If the shir is good for you, if it's makom shel dibur chofetz, I'd love to have you in the shir. If for some reason it's not good for you, so there are other makomos, other limudim. I just wanted to make that comment again. No one should feel in any way compelled. Now, both sides, we're now going to discuss a few other interesting matters which pertain, in particular, to Sif Aleph. Let us analyze the following point. We're discussing here lighting a candle, right? What am I talking about? Lighting a Ner Chanukah. Is there something which bothers you about this, which perhaps Pesach Shuvah should have brought up? He's saying the problem is you can't light a candle. Why? Because it's Asur Bahano. Something bother you about this? Yeah? I'm sorry?
No, I get it.
No, that's what he says over here. Not the honest. Before we get to Ner Chanukah. No, I'm sorry. I'm not making myself clear. The first line, Chemosh and Hizbash Lebekaderesh Lebosar Bas Yoma Os Lehadik Bo Lehora Abayis. You know why? Mitam She'osar Bahano. I want someone to raise his hand. Yes. Yeah. How come you didn't raise your hand? Ooh. Now it's time to, forgive the pun, heat up. You guys are really getting into it. So let's now analyze a number of points. I'm going to try to go in a particular order, which is maybe not familiar to you, but it'll be helpful for me to go in that order. I want to tell you first, Rabosai, a remarkable Kesef Mishnah. I'm not going to look at it inside now to save time. It was Tumas Mace, of all places, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Why is there an Easter of Basar B'Chalav? Why? So do we ask why? Ours is not to reason why. I'm not quoting Tennyson. I'm quoting the Rabbanan of Argot Reb Shimon. Who knows what I'm talking about?
Shimon Darash Tamid Akra.
Correct. Reb Shimon Darash Tamid Akra. Ours is to reason why and to take the conclusions therefrom. We pass the Lo Dashina Tamid Akra. But he says over there, the reason why the Torah prohibited Bishul is that you shouldn't eat it. Since it's an Easter of Achilas Basar B'Chalav, it's found in Rambam Machlokes Macholos Asuris. You can't eat Nevela, you can't eat Trefa, you can't eat Tameya, you can't eat Basar B'Chalav. But in order to prevent you from eating Basar B'Chalav, it's a kind of a Gzeir D'Oraisa, you can't cook Basar B'Chalav either. So that's the Kesef Mishnah, fascinating reason that he gives. Since we pass over here by Ner, there's an Iser D'Oraisa, I would have said, even if you're not going to eat it. Nafkamina Alocha L'Maiser, Abosai. It was a Shaila in a laboratory in Eretz Yisrael. Can you cook something in order to know if there are traces of milk, meat in it? They had milk like a chocolate, and there was a rumor that someone put some, the reason it's so good, it's because somebody put some meat fat into it. They wanted to cook it up to be able to in the laboratory figure it out. So the poskim said you can't do that because in case there is meat in it, guess what? You're in violation of what? Bishul Basar B'Chalav. I don't want to eat it. To the contrary, if it's, I'm going to throw it in the garbage. I'm going to sanction the manufacturer. Doesn't matter. It's the tshuva of the Chabina Rav, the Dover Meisharim. He started it. Well, maybe the Kesef Mishnah says no. We pass the Lo Dashina time with the Krah, and it's out. Nonetheless, Rebosai, there's a psak that you can burn Basar B'Chalav. Rebosai, whoever learned Tumura, whoever learned Daf Yomi, recently, Tumura? No? Who learned Psachim? So you should come across this if you learned Psachim. Did we learn Psachim a couple of years ago? How many years ago? 2 years ago? So we should remember something. In Pesachim, is a dispute, what do you do with Chametz on Pesach? What do we do with Chametz on Pesach? What do we do with it? Burn it. You have to burn it. What do Rabbanan say? It's a famous Mishnah in Kol Shah. What do you do with it? Throw it out. The discussion, end of Tumura, may something which is supposed to be thrown out, Stam Kacha, let's say buried, it's called Nikbarim, may you burn it. Why not? You're making it even more loss. Who knows what the Gemara says? Yeah?
Oh, no, I'm just guessing.
Guess.
How am I using the ashes?
Exactly, you guessed right. The Gemara says you're not supposed to burn the Nikbarim, because whatever has to be burned, so it's not some mitzvah when you burned it, the ashes are permissible. If it need not be burned, and you burned it, someone's going to think that it's from the Nisrafim, that since you have to burn it, the ashes are mutter, but it's really not from the Nisrafim, and therefore the ashes are also. She's definitely not allowed to burn it. Basa b'chalav is thrown into that whole long list of these kinds of Yisurim. So the medayik from that Gemara and the end of Tzvura, that the only problem is you may come to use the ashes. I have a bigger problem. Bishul basa b'chalav. You're burning it. That's bishul. Hey. You're burning it. Yes? Again, we hear, as I said before, it's heating up. Ein bishul achar bishul. That is what one suggests. But I have a, slug me up. Come on, you can do it.
Isn't it, if you're ruining it, that's not bishul.
That's going to be the real answer. But first, who learned Hilchos Shabbos? Who knows Hilchos Shabbos? Who learned or knows a little bit of Hilchos Shabbos? A little bit, something. Who's married here? So you have a kitchen. We may have to know Hilchos Shabbos. If you're single, you can still rely on your mother. But if you're married, your wife's relying on you. Rabosai, I'm going to tell you a four-word phrase. It's not in Shas. I told you yesterday. Ein bishul achar bishul. Great. Come back with another four-word phrase. Correct. Many Rishonim say, although there's no bishul achar bishul, no cooking after cooking, but there can be afia achar bishul, or bishul achar afia. Don't the poskim say you shouldn't put your challah? Did you ever learn this in school? Shouldn't put your challah in the soup? No? You must have learned that, someone. Who ever learned you're not supposed to put challah in the soup? Raise your hand. What happened to bishul achar bishul? Because it's a different form. That was baked. This is cooked, in effect, cooked. It's in water. So therefore the question becomes, Rabosai, how can you burn the basa b'chalav? Don't tell me ain't bishul achar bishul, because you cooked it in water, or you cooked the meat in milk, and now when you burn it, what's burning called? Tzli. That's pretty big tzli, man. You put it in the middle of a bonfire, it just burns to a crisp. But that's called tzli. And some say, yesh tzli achar bishul. Tzli is like afia, more or less. I'm not going to talk about Shabbos right now. So therefore, this teretz may not work. Ein, slowly. It may not work, the teretz of ein bishul achar bishul. So the answer is, as you said, it's derech ibud. You're throwing it into the garbage. You're throwing it into the garbage. Derech ibud. Now, I translated derech ibud as throwing into the garbage. I did not say what? What did I not say? Derech ibud. But you're just burning it down into nothingness. Why didn't I say that? Because there are some authorities who say, as you said, beautifully, that lighting a candle is a violation of bishul basa b'chalav. Even though, at the end of the day, what happens to the candle? Disappears. That's not called ibud. That's not called destruction. It's not destructive, it's constructive. For the hour that it lit, you're able to have beautiful light in your, either for Hanukkah, for Shabbos, or whatever else, you have a power outage. Yes, sir?
What about, didn't we just say, so how does this play into that bishul is linked to achila?
So we're saying that we don't accept that Kesef Mishnah. He may be right, philosophically, that the Torah prohibited bishul lest you come to eat it. Since we pass lo dashin natam adekra, we aser it no matter what, even in the laboratory. That's what we were suggesting before. Fine. Rabosai, I want to show you one more Gemara with a Rashi on Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Very important Gemara. Kuf, please open up to Kuf Ches Amud Beis. We're getting into some of the comparisons and contrasting between Shabbos and basa b'chalav. The Gemara is over here, listen, very, very important. Kishem, a little more than halfway down. Kishem shalok al achiloso, kachlok al bishulo. This maglas of bishul of basa b'chalav. Notice what's missing, by the way. Hano, we'll get to that later. Big tumu. Ube'ez a bishul amru. Bibishul shacherim ochlin oso machmas bishulo. Obviously, we can't eat it. Suar acherim. Who are they? Goyim. Rashi. Acherim. Ovde kochavim. Klomar. Shenis Bashel Kol Tzorko. Translate Kol Tzorko, please. Please. Fully cooked. The Ritva, commenting on this, Rashi says, no, that's not what it means. He mentions a particular goy. What's his name? Ben Drusoy. He is the Jesse James of the Talmud. He was a bandit who always ate on the run. And therefore, he never had a chance to fully cook his food. He was always afraid of the law. He only cooked his food. Who knows how much did he cook it? Half or a third. Rav says half, Rashi says a third. So the Ritva claims, yeah, these guys, they're always on the run. For them, Kol Tzorko me, Rashi meant Machal Ben Drusoy. Half or a third cooked. Others say, no, Rashi didn't mean that. Rashi meant fully cooked. Right? Fully cooked? We just fully cooked? That's a question. It's a very serious question. We're not exactly sure how to put this together. So it's a big dispute. A big dispute. Some claim, Rabbi Osai. Now, I wonder if you have what I have. Let's see if I can show it to you. Go back to Shulchan Aruch and see if I have the links. If I have that. I'm not sure you even have this. We'll see in a minute. Pre-Megadim. Oh, this is going to be tricky. The Pre-Megadim has, on this properly, it has Mishpatzot Zov. Properly has Sifsei Das. Someone asked me the biography of the Mechaber. Who asked me that to say the biographies? Someone asked me biographies? Look at this. Biography. I'm not going to do it now, but if you want to, just go on and get the biographies. But you know, I'm bemoaning the fact that I'm look what's missing over here? The Pre-Chodesh. Not that we not have it in the Green Shulchan Aruch. It's not even here. Maybe we can get it from, I can get it in a different, you know, a Bar Ilan or something like that. Just not on the links. I don't need it right now. Just look at the whole list of things that I have over here. Pre-Megadim, what I want to quote to you now is the introduction of the Pre-Megadim to Basa B'cholov. And I'm just wondering if that's going to be under the Shach or the Taz. I'll guess. Let's try this one, see what if we get it. What did that mean? If it's okay. Of too many things, I have to cross somebody out. I remember Kivega twice. How do I delete him?
On the left side of everything, is an X. Left side of the tab, each tab.
Here?
Yeah.
Sorry, we haven't really had him over here, so it's not. Let me try Prima Gun and see if we get it. Okay, then I'm going back to the links. The boss said, you're teaching me. What?
The separate thing to the
Go back to Shulchan Aruch. Yeah? It's separate. Prima Gadim is separate? Where did you find that? Where is it?
Under the Prima Gadim.
Oh, yeah. So let's try the links. Hold on.
No. It's over here.
Oh, let's go out. Okay.
Just close.
Try this? Where?
Click on that, like it's minus it, so you have, like, you get
it.
And then, even far shim you want. Still open. We'll delay it then. Just click on it again.
Will you please open? Open sesame.
No, don't click on it, it's only that.
Forget it. I
had half domas on the previous page.
No, that was half domas for the Shulchan Aruch.
Refuses to open. Well, I don't need it. I don't need that much. Okay. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to try it over here. Maybe it'll be here. Maybe I'll try. I'll try it here. I'll try this. What happened over here?
Try the open sign.
People know it's open? Right? Whatever. I'm not going to. We have to know. I have to know my limitations. I must know those limitations. I'm not going to press my luck. We'll talk about it, what we call in our language, outside. I'm not going to read it to you inside. We'll talk about it a little bit out. Unless you have a Prima Gadim in front of you. I have a Prima Gadim in front of me, and I have a Psicha. Most of you share. I couldn't find the Psicha in here either. The screen one. I couldn't find the Psicha in the Basel B'cholov. Well, maybe I did find it at the end. I forgot. It wasn't in the way I expected it. Here it is. The Prima Gadim has what you call a Psicha. Psicha L'Hichas Basel B'cholov. The Prima Gadim in its Psicha. Oh, I have an idea. Oh, one second. Let me try links. I just saw something I can show you. A different source. Where was that? Shulchan Aruch. Links. One second. Ah, look what they have over here, Rabbi Osai. Crazy. Who knows what the crazy is? I have to erase something to get this? Why am I too many things? That's why? Only allowed four things? Why isn't that coming on? Okay, forget it. We'll tell it outside. The crazy paskins of halacha, an amazing thing. Listen carefully. The minute I'm going to throw a new term at you for Michael Shabbos. I will act it out, and you tell me what the term is. Watch. Everyone look at me. Very good. Yad Soledes Bo. If my hand recoils, then it's the crazy paskins in Sifkatan Gimel. You can look it up later on. It's an Isabishal Doraisa. The minute the milk gets to Yad Soledes Bo. Too hot to touch. Why? Unbelievable sperm. The minute it gets the Yad Soledes Bo, the liquid, what he calls the lachluchis, the liquid in the meat, will cook. Because when it comes to liquid, the definition of cooking is Yad Soledes Bo. That we know, but Hilchos Shabbos knows that. So once the liquid in the meat is considered cooked, and the milk, which is liquid, is certainly considered cooked. So you have the liquid of the meat and the liquid, which is called milk, all being cooked in the Yad Soledes Bo. Also, I'll say it's just a small amount. So Paskin's the crazy in Sifkaton Gimel. That's quite a big chiddush. So I wanted to share the Prima Gama, which I can't do right now.
Where is it?
It's in the Psicha. It's in the Psicha. I'll read it to you. Since most of you have it, I'll read it to you. V'kama Yevashel. My Prima Gama is divided into paragraphs. It's towards the very beginning. V'shir Yevashel Yoloka. So Shir Yevashel Kazayas. The Kazayas, all you need is a Kazayas. And half is also good. It's also good. Okay? Fine. Now, fine. Let me go a little bit further in this discussion, please, if you don't mind. There are conflicting views, which I'm going to tell you only outside, not inside, with respect to this cooking, this initial cooking, which is either Yad Soledes Bo or Machal Ben Dusoy, both as opposed to fully being fully cooked, with respect to Achila and Hano. Prima Gadim says, right away, immediately, you're over both on Achila, there's an Iser Achila, as well as an Iser Hano. Both. Both. I'm reading to you what it says. Kol Shanafa Chaticha Basar. The kli rishon v'husa miyad. He pulled out immediately. Asur b'achila v'ano after leka shlish bishulo. He was a chiddush nifla v'nara. Ulamalkus itmar d'ein loka l'derech bishul. Amazing chiddush. An amazing chiddush, Rabbi Osai. An amazing chiddush. And for malkus you need whatever you need. Shlish bishulo, kol tzarko, as the case may be. But the Isser exists immediately for both Achil and Ano. What's so amazing about this? Why is this not a typical Chati Shir, Rabbi Osai? Come on, I want someone to explain it to me. Why is it not a typical Chati Shir? Come on. So Lamdan should open his mouth and say something. Why is this different from you ever learned in Yeshiva? Yes?
Because each item is inherently mutter by itself.
That's correct. But that's correct. That's a precise description of what's happening. But in Lamdan, I'm just going to rephrase what you're saying. Chatzis Shir, Rabosai, pay attention. Chatzis Shir is Chatzis Shir in what we call Kamus, quantitatively. Have a Shir Kazayas, and a half a Kazayas of Chazer, also in the Torah, like of Yochanan. It's what the poskim call Chatzis Shir be Eichus, qualitatively. In other words, you want to cook meat and milk together. It's not that you have a half a Kazayas on a number, you know. Because I says XCC, I have half XCC. No, here it's just, it's qualitative. It's So it's not that you can't call this a typical Chas Yishir that Rav Yochanan spoke about. Now it's interesting. Whoever learned Masechta Yuma and learned the sugya of Rav Yochanan's psak of Chas Yishir Osman, whoever learned the Chas Yishir Torah, no one ever learned it. How can that be? You're all being too modest. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, you're supposed to not deny having learned. We learned last year we learned Yevamos, but Masechta you can not tell the truth whether you learned it or not. So you're all being modest. Okay, fine. You may have learned when I said you'll ring a bell. Chatzis Shir, it's prohibited, the Gemara says, because of Chazi Litzdarufi. Another Chatzis there is now, and another Chatzis there is later. And before you turn around, you had a Kazayis, Gevalt. Here too, I put the meat falls into milk. It's there for 5 seconds. If I leave it there for 5 minutes, it was ready to start really cooking. So 5 seconds is Chazi Litzdarufi, qualitatively, time-wise, to 5 minutes. That could be a possible interpretation. And there are different opinions, Rabosai, with respect to Achila, with respect to Abishal, Rabosai. Some poskim say that there's a Isra of Achila Hanoah right away, but no Isra Abishal until later on. Or they say Fakert, Isra Abishal is now, and he's Achila, but the Basar is Mutar Ba'ana, because the Basar didn't get any Cholav into it yet. And some say the other way around. This is the place, he says later on, Achila requires Machal Ben Drusoy, otherwise it's not considered to be Derech Achila. Bishul is also Miyad. There are different opinions in the Poskim. I'm just giving you a little bit of a taste, again, no pun intended, what some of the Poskim are saying about these somewhat complex matters. Now I want to discuss one more thing. And this I'm going to have to bring you, I'm going to have to go off this, because I want to read you one more source, which is not in any of the books. You may notice I walked in with one sefer today. It's called the what? This is a classic sefer, Aruch HaShulchan, classic sefer. He's going to discuss for us, and I'm going to, can we get him? Can someone get him for me? This is a very popular sefer, Aruch HaShulchan. Let's go off Shulchan Aruch. On to Aruch HaShulchan for the last 10 minutes of today's shiur. Okay, so is that nice? From Shulchan Aruch to Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, you get me Simon Pei Zion and Aruch HaShulchan, which is our Simon. Be very interesting. I'm trying to stay away from on the official Makoros from going off the two Sfarim that we have. I'm glad you have it. Guess what? I picked up Aleph. Aleph ends in Simon Pei Vav. That's why I brought this in for naught. Good point. Let's see what it looks like.
Well, tomorrow, somehow
you can't be Aruch HaShulchan? Doesn't exist?
It's always been the issue. The internet somehow was off for you.
All right. Party's over. Let me tell you what Aruch HaShulchan says. Okay, I'll tell you what he says. Again, I'm sorry I can't show it to you. Aruch HaShulchan makes the following very, very important comment. He says that when it comes to Shabbos, Rabosai, listen very carefully. You're certainly chayev on Tzli and Tigun. You know why? It never said the word Bishul in the Holy Torah. It says, Lo Sasako Malacha. And Malacha is derived from where? Everyone knows. What's Malacha derived? Lamatas Malacha from where? From the Mishkan. And what's the famous phrase by the Mishkan? Maleches, what? Machsheves. Any tikkun which you achieve, that's automatically a violation. Any tikkun which you achieve is an automatic violation. Doesn't make a difference if it's in. If it's with water or if it's with fire, it's all the same thing.
Not to mention your
But by Basa B'cholav it says, Tevashel, Lo Sevashel. And he suggests, Rabbi Osai, that only Bishul, not Afia, not Sli, nothing. Only Bishul. But here, I'm going to tell you something which is quite amazing. Rabosai, let's chazer again. Bishul is the prototype, right? That's the ultimate violation. You cook it in meat and put it into milk, mamish. There are two more, this is the end of Shia yesterday. I want to end Shia like I did yesterday. What, as we go further away from Bishul, how do we do it? That's correct. First you have cooking, then you have frying. Then you have what? You have roasting. Oh, roasting. There are a number of, again, I can't show it because my computer's down. There are a number of poskim who suggest, believe it or not, bishul is also midaraisa, cooking. Sli, roasting, is also midaraisa. Frying is mutter midaraisa. That's a question we had yesterday. How in the world could you even suggest such a crazy thing? If cooking is the rice and frying is closer to cooking than roasting is, how can you skip over roasting and go into frying? How does it work? That's the pella.
What's the case of frying?
You use the butter. You fry meat in butter.
It's different than cooking.
Of course. Cooking, put in milk. Frying, do it in butter. Roasting.
Milk and butter.
Roasting. I'm sorry?
What's the difference in milk and
butter? Oh, come on. You ever been in the kitchen? Where you put milk, you have a 2 quarts of milk, and you throw in a piece of meat, it's all liquid. Butter is a little bit, just it shouldn't, the pan shouldn't burn.
The quantity that's good.
Well, it's not just, very good. It's not just quantity. Sometimes quantity makes quality. The fact that it's just a little bit of butter as opposed to a lot of milk, that changes the whole nature from cooking to frying. Ask someone who's ever been in the kitchen, with them to cook and fry, they'll tell you right away. Believe me, you have to be an expert. Here's the Vart Rabbo Sai. I want to say the following Chiddush, and it's backed up in the Mefarsh. Frying, I'm saying a Chiddush, is neither here nor there. It's either here, neither here nor there. If you get to Hilchos Brachos, which you're not learning now, it's possible that when you require a baking for a process, so frying doesn't cut it. But when you require a cooking process, so frying doesn't cut it, to undo a baked good, doesn't do it either. So frying, if you take something from dough and fry for the first time, perhaps you would not be able to be called, what we call in our language, pas. It wouldn't work that way. But if you have pas, if you cook it, it knocks out the shame pas, according to many svaros in many cases. But if you fry it, right, frying is not cooking. It's neither cooking nor baking. It's somewhere in between. But here's something even a bigger chiddush. Even in an area of halacha where both cooking and frying have the identical din, tigun can still fall between the cracks. Let me explain why. Rabosai, who was in shul 10 days ago? Shabbos Kodesh, Pashas Re'eh. You were in shul? Pay attention to the chumash? They took away the chumash from my table now? Okay, then I have no internet, I have no chumash. Okay, we'll say Baal Peh. Oh, I have a chumash. Thank you. That may be the chumash we have from last year. We'll see. The Torah of Baal Peh is based on Torah of Bichsav. Torah of Bichsav. Oh, Sassons, you gave it to me last year. Still here. Okay, thank you. The pasuk you should all know, because not only is it in Parshas Re'eh, but it's the very end. We read it many times of the year. We read it Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. It's a pasuk which you should know, not by heart, but you should at least know that the pasuk exists, should be familiar to you when I read it for you. Pasuk says as follows: "Vezavachta Pesach Hashem Elokecha, the Korban Pesach." Then it says, "Believe it or not, Perek Tezayin Pasuk Zayin, Ubishalto V'Ochalto." What? Says Rashi, Chumash and Rashi, Ubishalta ze tzli eish shafhu kori bishul in Mechilta and Parashas Bo. Here's the Pshat Rabosai. The word los avashu l'gadim b'chalev imo is precedent in the Torah Kedosha that tzli is also subsumed under the general category of bishul. Yes, sir. In any event, I hear what you're saying. The Rishonim and Achronim who say that Sli is included in the word Los Avashal Gadi presumably are basing themselves on this Maimon Chazal. By Korban Pesach of Bishalt, that certainly has to be Sli. That's called Bishul. But, Rabosai, to the best of my knowledge, and I have no full grasp of the Torah, you will not find reference in the entire Torah to frying, to the best of my knowledge. The word tigun will not be found. nor any equivalent to the best of my knowledge. So therefore, Rabosi, if this is correct, if you roast it, you are in violation of Issa Daraisa. It's going to be also about, no, you know why? Why? Because you did loss of Vashel Gedi. Because it is Rishonim and Achronim. Tzli is included in the word Bishel by loss of Vashel Gedi. The same as Uvishal Tiviachata we read 10 days ago includes Tzli of Zekorm Bezach. But Tigul never says in the Holy Chumash. Not found. It's not found. It's not exactly the same as Bishel because here you have a whole pot of milk. You have a little pan with a little bit of butter. And therefore, paradoxically, Tiglin, which is closer in descriptive terms to Bishel than is Tzli. Nonetheless, paradoxically, Tiglin, which is not found in the Chumash, would be a Derabonan. It's not a real Bishel. Whereas Tzli, notwithstanding its distance, since it's called Bishel in Parashas Re'eh, would be Chayav Menatorah. Quite an incredible consequence. That's what some, again, I can't show it to you right now, but some Poskim actually say this way. That's quite amazing. Quite amazing. And if you look at Parshas Bo, Al Tochlu Mimenu No, Uvoshel Mavushel B'mayim, B'mayim Kiyum Tzliyesh. Mayim, it says, but if we say Boshel Mavushel without Mayim, maybe we might even include the word Tzli as we find over here. So now, Rabosai, we'll have to stop here because we're out of time. I always like to finish on time if I can get you for a minute. But I want to tell you, tomorrow, Shir, we're going to start with one word. And the one word, I have to apologize a little bit, is the first word of Sivov. You ready? The word is Ma'usha. How precisely do we define the word Ma'usha? That's what we're going to start with. And then we have to discuss a little bit more about Bishul Achar Bishul and the precise definition of Bishul, both in Shabbos and in Basel B'cholov, B'siyata D'shmai. Okay, tomorrow Shir, same time, same station, 1 o'clock. I hope to see you tomorrow in the morning in the Beis Medrash at 9, B'siyata D'shmai.
Rebbe, when it says in the...